Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Tyrant But Deadly, episode 73. Last time, these guys had made their way to the Northgate Road way station, found that one of the bodies hanging there was actually still alive, managed to save him, and then as Heldesia was continuing to climb, found a bit more than she had bargained for in three undead creatures at the top, and the fallen Knight of Ozum that they had saved mentioned that there were undead here and other enemies that were still in the area, and everyone's like, aw fuck. And they're on their way, making their way up to aid Heldesia with the assistance of Muscle Man Rosvin holding up the gate, or the portcullis, for them to get through after the climbing attempts were not quite as successful as Heldesia's. They are now in a race to get up to where Heldesia is fighting the undead. Chaser has made it, being much faster than the rest of them. Not everyone else has quite made their way up yet, but we are going to pick up right there where we left off at the beginning of the initiative order, which is Rosvin. I said it last time, with five people, it would make it easier to not have to roll, but I do have to roll off this time because there is a tie.
Crazy!
Yeah, there's 2-2-1.
Oh, I see.
So we're going to go alphabetical. Evens are the earlier alphabet. Odds are
real
the later
alphabet.
Real
name or character name?
Character name. Come on.
Just making sure.
Which means they're on opposite ends.
Not necessarily opposite ends.
It could be literally a letter apart.
Oh.
It could be M and N.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which character has an M for their first name?
None. It could be. They don't
know,
have to be
I
an
know.
Opposite ends.
Know,
they could
I'm
be literally
saying.
Right
yeah,
next
yeah,
to
I
each
know.
Other.
M and N. Me or no one?
Sorry, Rosvin, it does not go to you. It goes to Heldesia.
It's all good.
You didn't even know if you were one of them, so.
I absolutely did. I killed it that episode. I saved people. I held a gate open. I'm surprised I didn't get the queen sleep.
The what?
The clean sweep. That's it. Yeah, clean sweep. Is it my turn now?
It is your turn,
cool.
Yes.
Cool. I don't assume. So the last turn, my last turn of last one, you said that I would be able to drop it as I go through.
Yes.
Can I do that as like a free action as I use my first movement, or do I have to
yeah.
use an action? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to
literally
move up.
Just letting
yeah.
go.
I'm going to use all my actions if I need that to get up to Heldesia.
You will. What's your speed?
30.
First action, you get right up behind Rosvin. Cosmic.
Oh,
God
we're
damn
doing
it.
We did it early, baby.
I cleared it last episode.
It was early this time. That's the one.
You get right up behind yourself.
Yeah, I do.
Second action gets you into the room. Very dark in here except for the little fire that's burning. You see a door, an open door off to the east. Bless you. You said you have dark vision?
I do, yes. Yeah.
All right, you end up with 15 feet of your movement and you come to a decision. Turn left or turn right?
Can I see anything either way?
You see a short hallway that leads to two like wrapping corners.
Oh.
That look like basically they U-turn back on themselves.
I got you.
Both ends of the hall do that.
So here's the thing. I know Organa's one. Kevin knows that Organa's one way and the fight's the other. And I don't want to make this decision, so I'm going to roll it.
Okay.
So odds will be left and evens will be right. And that's a 3.
So odds will be left.
So I'm going left.
Good thing Organa's a threat on her own.
I'm going to go with watch your mouth. She is.
It was only a little bit of sarcasm.
She can handle herself.
That's the thing, is like Organa can handle herself, but it's the fact that it's always said that if she can't in this instance, it will be funny.
Yeah, maybe I'll be the only one to die instead of the only one not to.
Stranger things have happened.
Have they, though?
Do I have any actions left after all that movement or no?
Nope.
Do I at least get up to see what's going on?
You do.
Cool. Oh, hey, Chaser.
Hey, nice of you to join us. Thanks for the door.
I didn't give you it.
Thanks for holding the door.
Oh, okay. You're welcome.
Chaser.
Punch that thing.
I'm immediately going to run away from Rosvin. I'm going to action one, enter my stoked flame. Surprising, I know.
And?
Action two, I'm going to run right past the person that's in front, or the creature in front of me, if I can.
You'd have to tumble through, right?
Yeah, you'd have to try to tumble through them.
Would that be an action?
It's an acrobatics action, yes.
Okay.
Also, in character, what the fuck are you doing? It's gonna
is that
get to
part
me.
Of my movement or the action?
Yes, you can move up to your speed as you try to tumble through a creature. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
You weren't okay. kidding. You're literally
what is
running
the
away
acrobatics?
From...
Acrobatics?
Acrobatics, yes.
You're literally running away from Rosvin. Okay, that's nice.
I also thought it was a joke.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then he's like, I run through the monster. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
That's a 17. I rolled very low. I have a 4 on the die.
17 will fail.
Hey, sir, what are you doing? Just punch the thing.
Like, it'll stop you dead and end your action.
Take the hero point. I know, I'm burning it immediately on something stupid.
Wouldn't be the first time someone burned it right away. I think Kevin did one within like first 6 minutes of an episode
before.
Excuse
me, I did both of them when we were getting two at the beginning of episode. I did both of them in 10 minutes.
28.
A monster dropped me from the air.
28 will succeed.
Great. I would like to flank the whatever that one is, moister, moody, or dripping.
The confused one?
The confused one.
That is the drippy one.
I would like to flank Drippy Boy with Helldecia.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
You are flanking Drippy Boy.
Great. I'm going to, surprise, surprise, Flurry of Blows.
Oh, why you act like that's a bad thing?
Not that it's a bad thing. It's what I'm going to do.
Don't you have area effect now and they're grouped together?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just wondering because you were like, oh, I could do area effect now. And you walk up and Flurry of Blows anyways. It's like, all right.
It's flanked.
All right. I ain't trying to tell you how to put, I was just, you know.
A 33 to hit.
That will be a critical.
Okay. Second hit is...
Second attack
is a 19.
19 matches.
Nice.
Woo! Okay. This is the most I've seen Chaser hit.
My attacks are disrupting, correct? I have disrupting as part of my things in my
they
attacks.
They're on your...
Hand wraps.
Wraps. Yeah. Hand wraps, yes.
Awesome. Oh my god, that's the first time I'm getting to use it.
Yeah, it must be nice.
Sorry, this math is going to take me a second because it's new stuff.
Who's in front of me on the map?
No one. That's where I was.
Oh, that's the Phantom?
I think so,
that's
yeah.
That's the Phantom you... Okay.
You roll again, yeah, for the first attack.
54. No. 50? Yeah, 54?
Plus 8. Yeah.
That is 54 points of slashing and some positive damage.
Alrighty.
That was cool, but I meant the one like right in front of you.
I'm sorry. She's kind of been up here for a while. Gotta help.
It's been like maybe 12 seconds.
She's taken a lot of hits.
That is a massive strike. Set of strikes, anyway. And that is one action left?
No, that's everything.
Oh, stance.
It is... My damage counts as one, so if it has... if it's opposite of resistant...
Weak.
It would still count as one instance for the combined damage? Okay.
Yeah, it does the same.
Cool. I just wanted to make sure. Well, just to know for myself. I can always try to punch separately if I think of it, but...
Organa.
I have no idea where I am.
You're alone in a stairwell.
Yeah, you went up a set of stairs, and like you're at the top of the stairs where you start hearing the voice. Voices, my bad.
I guess I'll head toward the voices.
You see two individuals in this room. This functional sleeping room includes a bed covered in wool blankets, an armor stand holding a suit of polished full plate armor, a footlocker, and a cold fireplace. Thick curtains tied off with leather cords hang above the entrance to a privy and stairs that descend to the east. That's the one there.
Oh, shit.
A grim, dark-haired woman wearing a red cloak adorned with crow feathers.
Ah!
Car!
And the other resembles a burly, battle-scarred orc with an oversized jaw and dead white eyes.
Am I getting any... Seraphim rumbles?
Actually, no, not from in here. However, you are getting some very surprised looks.
Who the hell are you?
I made a wrong turn. I was looking for my friends.
Well, you're not our friends, and if your friends were here, they're dead. You're more than welcome to join them.
Did you do the killing?
We did.
Funny, because, and I grab Seraphim.
Funny, because I... Which one are you attacking?
I'm just rolling initiative right now.
Oh, you're already in initiative.
Oh, great. The orc, I guess.
That's the one who was talking to you, so.
Great, even better, yeah.
I technically stopped your movement when you got in and saw them, but I'll let you continue the movement to get within range of them since...
That'd be great.
It will put you right next to both of them, but...
That's fine.
All right, roll your attack.
It's a 25.
A 25 does hit.
Great.
What a scene. Hey, what are you doing here? Looking... That's tilted. What are you doing here? I'm looking for my friends. Yeah, we killed them. All right. Swipe. Slash. With your rib cage scythe. So that's kind of cool.
Oh, I rolled the wrong thing. I rolled a d6.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's.
Yeah, that's just the damage to undead. It's not undead, so I rolled definitely the wrong stuff. That's going to be 10 damage.
10 damage. Oh, that was the last mistake you're ever make. You look tasty.
And I'm going to inspire defense as well.
Well, you had your move, your draw, and then your attack.
A move was part of it?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Eldacia.
I am going to cast Mirror Image.
Good spell.
We lose it.
You don't have to tell that one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been used.
Heard that. And then, with my last action, I will throw... Not throw. No, I'm not throwing it. I will hit my, the confused one with... The drippy one with my, staff. That will be 30 to hit.
And it is off guard.
Oh, it's been off guard ever since she confused it.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
Get wrecked.
Oh, so I didn't need...
Useless.
No, but I mean, it's... Still helps.
Okay.
Wait, I'm sorry. Yeah, there's no minus to that attack, correct? Because mirror image isn't it.
Correct.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. So 30 to hit.
That's a critical.
Sorry,
we're
I didn't mean
we're fucking this thing up.
Do that.
Probably better than punching Kevin.
I thought she was going to stand up and come over here. Bam!
So I realized I didn't roll its save again for the last turn it took at the end of its turn to see about the confused. So I just re-rolled it as another natural one.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, wow. Another natural one.
Damn.
He's so drippy, he doesn't know what's going on. He's more worried about his outfit.
17 damage.
17. That brings us to the strange orc-looking creature inside.
Uh-oh.
He's going to draw out a rather large sword, swing it at you for a 38 to hit.
Shit.
That'll crit.
31 slashing damage. And last action is going to swing its falchion at you again. That's a 22 to hit.
That misses.
Yeah, because falchions are forceful, so that would have been bad. All right, it is the woman's turn next to you, and she just reaches a hand out to you and casts harm. It's the opposite of heal. So what heal does, like, it does basically just counters it. So, and it's one that heightens. So she's touching you for 6d10 damage right now.
6d10?
Holy shit. Yeah.
You don't have to make a check on that?
Yeah, it will be a fortitude save, yep.
I'm going to say you just get to deal all that damage for free? That doesn't seem...
All right, so yeah, fortitude save. That bad?
It's a 2 on the die.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Clay is using a hero point.
Much better. Fortitude?
Yes.
23.
23 will not do it. That'll be 41 damage. 41 negative damage.
Oh, that's actually better.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure I pointed that out. And with her last action, a dark shimmering orb forms around her.
Dark shimmering?
Shield.
Yeah.
All right, now for the moist undead. As it stands, it's going to continue focusing on Heldacia, because Chaser hasn't done anything to it. Not that Heldacia has, but a reason to change targets.
Natural one?
One?
No.
Two?
Yes.
So I know that's going to miss. Followed by a natural 3.
Yes!
Last action. Oh, I believe I did this before. 22.
Will not hit.
And that moist one really struck out there. Oh, Mike.
Moist. Just in case you didn't hear it from me lately. Moist.
The moody one was not a fan of you blasting past it, Jacer.
I wonder why.
Oh, that's the best thing that could happen right now.
So it is now coming to you, flanking. So you will be off guard.
I anticipated this, yes.
Another nat 2, bro?
No, 4.
Yes. Oh, well, you're getting better.
So an 18 misses, yes?
Yes, it does.
My dice are...
What's wrong? I like these dice. I'm going to retire them next week.
Okay, now Drippy has 3 potential targets. So, Heldacia, beginning, middle, end, which is bad for you.
End.
Chaser, beginning or middle, which is bad for you.
Beginning.
Okay.
Which one am I? Am I one of them?
Nope.
Oh, okay, no, it's the confused.
No, it's the other...
I'm just used to being like odds or evens, Kevin.
2, which is beginning. That's bad for Chaser.
Yay.
So the confused one is attacking you with his first action.
Fucking hell! 2! On the die!
I mean, it's not his fault. He's just confused.
What's the spike on that?
A lot.
Fucking hell!
4, which is middle, so that's bad for the other undead.
A natural 20!
Yes.
Okay, the spike was more than a 2.
Adding.
He hits.
He hits the other
undead.
Yes!
I mean, he was missing them before, too, so, you know.
6 on the last one, so bad for Eldacia.
Okay.
2. 6?
24.
24 hits.
That was an 8 this time.
I mean this only as a callback and no disrespect, but did you have to do the math to figure out what number had to be on the die to hit her?
No. I just did the math of the dice.
I know. Do you know
15 slashing damage.
Oh, okay.
Do you know the callback, though, at least? Okay.
15.
And he heals again.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Kazuma.
Oh, hey, you're in this fight, too, huh?
I'll move in.
He will be in a couple turns.
Maybe.
Three more rounds.
It also depends on which fight.
25 puts you right inside the room.
He has 20.
I know.
Okay.
There's a door to the east. No one's in here. There. The door to the east is open, but there's not much light.
Yeah. Actually, does my weapon glow since it's magical?
No.
No, they don't do that anymore?
No.
Lame. I will...
When's your weapon out?
Whenever I roll initiative comes out.
You can choose to have it do that, I think.
It's automatic. I don't get
it's a reaction, I believe. It's a free reaction when you roll initiative.
Yeah, you still have to spend the reaction to do it, though.
Your unwavering soul brings up your defenses. As soon as you're in danger, you manifest your soul forge armament. Not a reaction. No action required or anything for it. Just happens. I guess it just senses I'm in danger. Either way, I will walk towards the door.
Yeah, it's not a reaction. It's a free action that's triggered when you roll initiative or a hazard attacks you.
I knew there was a trigger there. That's why I thought it was a reaction to the initiative roll. But so that's pretty cool. Good for you, man. Take that win.
Getting mugged. He just goes, whoosh.
They're like, what the fuck?
Regardless, they don't glow.
Yeah, so we'll walk through the door and through it.
There is a very slight amount of light coming in. It's enough to tell you there's a turn left or a turn right. You cannot see...
Yeah.
Where those lead.
Odds left, evens right, the 12. So right.
Right. Full move as much as well. Actually,
I would have 60 total throughout this whole thing. So.
Okay, so you end up blinded, so all terrain becomes difficult terrain. All right, so you do get to the top of the stairs. You do see that there is like a dim light coming from up here.
Word.
And you do pick up the sounds of combat in here as well.
Which way did he go?
Right.
Your way.
Your way.
Rosvin.
Ooh, I'm going to... First action, draw my bow. Second action, I'm going to hunt prey on the one that's directly in front of me. I believe that's not drippy or moist, that moody.
The one directly in front of you is moist.
Oh, it's moist. Well, I'm going to hunt prey on moist.
Good job pulling out.
From this distance, you really can't get an idea of what it is.
Okay.
You can't really tell quite.
Oh, fuck. God damn it, Jay.
What's up?
I mangled it. I was going to use deadly aim, but it's an open, and I was thinking about how it's not going to be an open later on, but as of right now, it is an open.
Is open first action or first attack?
You can use it if you haven't used an action with the attack or open trait. Yep, that's fair. You're good.
Yeah, you're good. It has to be an attack action or an action with the attack trait.
All right, well then we're going to do this deadly aim and see how it goes. Like that. 32 to hit.
That is critical.
Nice.
Great. 31. And it's also pinned to a flat surface near it. And to move it would need to do a DC, I think, 10 it is. I'll look it up.
Moisty boy?
Moisty boy.
All right, so we'll say you shoot the arrow hard enough that it actually pins into like a broken section of the crenellations up here and it gets them stuck there.
I don't know what a crenellation is, but sounds good. Yes, it is immobilized. And it must spend an interact action to attempt a DC 10 athletics to pull the missile free.
That's all your actions?
Yes, that's it.
Chaser.
Sorry, I'm trying to think of shapes at the moment to
trapezoid.
Don't ask Mike about triangles. He doesn't know.
Oh, that's too much.
Go okay. Decagon.
Okay. I am going to flurry of blows the one that me and Haldasia are flanking.
The moist one?
That would be the drippy one.
That would be the drippy one.
Damn.
The moist one is in front of me.
No, I'm sorry.
That's a one.
Well, shit.
You want to take the card? Too bad you have to, bitch.
Well, not if he uses a hero point.
Jay.
Oh, a hero point card. Ooh.
That's all I have.
Damn. Question is it worth saving the hero point card? Some of them are really good. I don't know. I didn't read them when I handed them out, but I may have glanced at them throughout the week.
I'm going to use my card.
Use your card?
Like as the hero point.
Oh, as the hero point. Gotcha.
Oh, sorry. I could have just handed you.
I can see why.
Yeah. I'm going to try that again. That's not much better. 21.
21 hits?
Okay. I rolled a 4.
Bad damage?
I rolled for my second hit in the flurry.
Not one.
I rolled a 1.
Ah, oh,
shit. Take that card,
bitch.
I don't know why I'm against you, but like, it's just kind of, I want to see a funny one.
This die has always been semi-good to me.
So is mine. Mine rolls 19s all the fucking time.
Not today.
Today, I barely added up to 19 on a lot of my attacks.
The scales have to balance somehow.
You rolled a 32 against me. It was 35 or some shit.
He rolled a 38.
It was a 38.
That was the one good attack roll I did. Everything was like ones and twos and then fours and shit.
Fuck you, Argana.
What a waste.
Unarmed.
You drop your weapons. Both your hands and feet fall off.
You're basically so angry at missing that you let out a great roar that deafens yourself.
Oh.
Until healed, you are deafened.
And now you're raging. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
That's a very chaser card, right? Because he misses so much that he's like, oh, I hit twice. And then he's like, no, I missed. Maybe the curse is back, brah.
I don't know. The stats are Matt now. He's got a higher hit percentage than you do.
Hey, Rick.
We'll see.
So I still get the damage on the first of the flurry? Or
Yeah, because okay, the first one hit, yeah.
That's going to be 10 slashing, 6 positive. Last action. Ooh, wait, no. I only used one.
That was your first action, yeah.
Okay. Wow. Shit. Never mind. I was going to say, when you say healed, how do you mean it? But my wholeness of body says you heal yourself in one of the following ways. So I'm going to assume that works, but I'm not going to do that yet. I'm going to try to hit it again. Crazy. I'm not going to hit it. That's a 16 to hit.
That does miss.
I'm going to try to hit it again. That's worse. I was useless.
Organa, you are up, and you do actually hear footsteps clomping up the stairs behind you.
I don't know if this is going to work, but I'm going to try it. Phantasmal Killer on the orc.
Oh, shit.
It's a fourth level spell, but it is a spell, yeah.
Not just a spell.
20 on the will save.
That is a fail.
Like a fail, yeah.
For sure.
Fuck it. He's using a villain point.
What?
Both of these in here are named.
How good was the roll the first time?
Not great.
But not bad?
Not terrible, but not great. It's a 26 on the reroll.
I think that's going to match.
Yep. I'm looking at your character sheet over here, 26.
Yeah, I was seeing if I had anything to give me a bonus that I wasn't seeing or anything. It's going to be 11 damage, and he's frightened 1.
All right, last action.
I'm running down the stairs. I'm not going to stand there and die.
Hurrah, fourth level spell.
Yes, as you're going, you see Cosma, and you pass. You kind of just bowl right by him.
Don't go up there.
What?
What?
Why not?
Already gone, man.
Where are you going? I'm assuming you're using your full move.
Yeah, I have 35 feet. I'm just going to go to the other side because I definitely saw people come in here and they definitely didn't go to the right. So.
All right. So yeah, as you basically bust on through eggs the other side, you have to stop on the way up because you don't have enough room to get past him. But you see Rosvin's back. Eldacia.
I am going to cast 3 omen on the top of him.
I don't know. What?
Why are you laughing?
It's ill omen.
With 3? I'm going to cast 3 omen.
Episode title, 3 omen.
I thought it was a Roman numeral. That looks like Roman numerals.
She's right. It does.
Oh, I know. That's how I knew exactly what she was talking about, though, because I pictured in my head what she was seeing.
Man, I'm feeling really 3 right now.
Are you okay? You look at a little bit 3.
You look at a little 3.
You need some medicine.
Who are you targeting with 3 omens?
All I know is that guy had 3 intent.
Drippy is between me and Chaser, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to target Moist Boy with 3 omens.
Better than 2 omens.
It's an 18 on the will save.
An 18 is a failure. The first time during the duration that the target attempts an attack roll or skill check, it must roll twice and use the worst result.
Damn.
Then.
What's it called? Not disadvantage. Omen. No. Uh-oh. What's it called now? It's not disadvantage anymore, right?
It's a misfortune effect is what it's called, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, misfortune.
And then.
Did Chaser have one of those?
With my third action, I'm going to staff Drippy Boy. Nat 20!
She hits.
As Kevin called out, she wait till she rolls a nat 20 and she hits you.
Oh, by the way, that was nothing. She was like, look, she gently taps his arm. I'm like, boom, she punches me in the face.
Why would you do that?
See, it's nothing. He's getting like little love taps. I get punched in the face.
I hit the dice tray to mess it up after I had seen it and it rolled around and then went back on.
That's kind of crazy. So...
Stay the fuck
total
over there.
Oh, 34.
That's definitely a critical.
Yeah.
Would you like the card?
Yeah, I would.
It's fine. I got nothing last round, so this is just my lack of good made.
Yeah,
like my 2 ones equals your 20.
Bludgeoning damage, yes?
Yes.
Rattled, normal damage, crit effect. The card is confused for 1 round.
Come on.
Is this the one that's confused? This is the one that's confused, yeah. Right? God damn.
No, Jay put the rule in where if the card's useless, you can take the double damage.
I can do double damage.
You should do it. Do the double damage.
Yeah.
17 damage.
Damn.
You take out the creature with your staff in a last desperate action. One might call it a final spite. As a reaction, it reaches out and attacks you.
Oh, shit.
It attacks me or one of my mirrors?
Well, I mean, well, it's attacking you regardless.
Oh, I forgot you had your mirrors
up. We're going to hell to see ya.
Because that was last episode.
You're right.
That is a 26 to hit.
That will hit.
That hits one of my mirrors.
Glass everywhere.
Yeah, glass.
Now, how does it work with the mirrors?
Okay, wait a moment. Okay, so...
Roll a d6.
Yeah, no. Roll a d4. If it's a 1, it hits me. If it's anything else, it hits an image.
4.
Good.
So one of your images is destroyed then?
Yep.
Cosma, you hear, after her.
My turn? Or their turn?
No, you hear that from in the room, and then this giant fucking orc-looking creature comes around the thing. It's like, oh, we've got new friends.
Trip him.
I like friends.
No,
weird,
you don't.
Kind of weird that Organa...
No, you do not.
He doesn't see that.
Kind of weird Organa said to run, though, if you're
friends. Because he can't see?
Isn't he in dark?
I said this room has some light to it.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought he was still in the dark hallway.
Yeah, idiot.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, forgetting a minor detail 15 to 25 minutes ago.
It is swinging down upon you with a giant sword, the falchion. 28.
Miss.
Oh right, because he's so high.
Awesome. You can say it. All right.
Last action, swinging again.
I'm not going to say it, but that's okay.
Thinking that missed because of his frightened, actually.
Huh?
Frightened one. He's frightened one. I think that's what made him miss.
MVP.
Would that be his last action then?
No, frightened just takes a penalty to all the shit. Like slowed or stunned, removes actions. No.
Doesn't seem very friendly if you're going to attack me. I mean, you missed, but.
All right, it's the moist one's turn. Attacking Eldesia. And the moist one is the one that you put the curse on, or ill omens.
Yeah.
Three omens?
Yeah, three omens, yeah.
Yeah.
three omens.
All right, so rolling 2d20s, taking the worst. It's going to be 18 to hit.
Will not hit.
Attacking again. 18 misses.
Yes, it does.
I don't know why it's doing
don't
this.
Tell
Which one of you fuckers touched my die?
No one. Only
me. Is it a one? Is it a one?
Yeah, it's a one, David.
Oh, damn it. I was going to be like, is that the named creature?
No, it's just adjectived. Now the moody one. Attacking Chaser.
It doesn't need to. Now he hits. Now he hits.
31.
That's a hit.
17 points of slashing damage.
Ah!
This one has not been damaged, so it does not heal. He's going to attack again, though.
Yeah, that's okay.
22.
Also, does not hit. Sorry, does not hit. I thought you were going to say 20-something higher.
Last action.
Mm-hmm.
Natural 20 for a 26.
Yeah, 26 meets.
That makes it a critical.
That would have missed me.
That's great.
It wouldn't have been a critical.
It missed me.
She's so high. What was that?
30 slashing damage.
Ow.
Kazuma.
My turn. I'm going to smite him.
Yeah, that's what I said, Kazuma.
No, I'm saying it to him. I'm going to smite him and then strike him.
Okay.
Math. 31.
31 does hit.
Where's a 10? Well, that's bad. Are you fucking kidding me? He is not undead, he said, right?
He is not undead.
8 damage and 4 good damage.
Okay.
Then I'll strike him again. That's pretty good. 27.
27 does hit.
Fuck yeah. A little better. That's a lot better. 18 piercing and 4 good.
Hey, you're taking a little long on your turn.
I took nowhere near as long as your turns. That's 3. Because I had a smite.
Rosvin.
First action, deadly shot. Deadly aim. That's what it's called.
Your opening move?
My opening move, deadly aim.
Which target?
My hunted prey, which I believe is moist. And I'm not touching it because I think that's a nat 20. It's the symbol, correct? That's a nat 20 for 35.
That will be a critical.
Do I want the card?
I would love the card.
Okay. See, this is why I got my crit fails, is so you guys can get the crit successes.
Yeah,
I took one for the team.
Yeah, you're like crit Jesus. You died for our sins.
I am crit Jesus.
Piercing. Eye patch for you. Triple damage. Crit effect. The target is dazzled until healed. So if you want, you can just ignore the card and take the double damage. That's fine.
No, I'm going to take the triple. I need to grab more die. Hold on. Dice. Hold on. That's not me rolling, by the way. I'm sorry.
Was that your double shot in one thing, or was that...
No.
Okay.
43? Yeah, I rolled like a bunch of ones and twos.
Okay.
And then it's still there. I have to ask because I don't want to shoot a corpse that's still there.
Yeah.
I would like to then use Hunted Shot.
Okay.
First one's a 22.
22 hits.
23.
23 hits.
26 total.
One action left?
Yes. Is it still there?
Yeah.
I would like to take my fourth shot.
Minus 10. Your flurry.
Yeah.
Minus 8 then, yeah.
Negative 6. Yeah, it's a 17.
17 is going to miss.
Yeah. Can't hit them all, I guess, right?
Chaser.
I'm going to Flurry of Blows, the moist one.
Okay.
That's a 30 on the first strike.
30 will hit.
And a 29 on the second.
Also hit.
That is 33 points of damage total, and a little bit of that is positive. With my disrupting.
All right, you will strike at it twice, and as you're doing it, you grab the arrows that are pinning it to the wall and rip them out crossways, and this creature drops. However, he also has a final spite, and it's coming at you.
Thanks, Rosvin.
Ah!
24.
For hitting him a lot? You're welcome.
Yes. That was the thank you. That was the thank you.
Cool.
I ripped it in half with your arrows, so, you know.
Two actions left. I think the sweep is one for the extra, like, if you attack a different creature.
Sweep is if you attack a different creature, a creature that you have not attacked that turn. It's worded weird. If you attacked another creature that turn, you get a plus one if you attack the other creature. Does that make sense?
Plus one circumstance bonus to your attack roll if you attempted to attack another creature this turn.
Cool. I'm going to try to hit the last creature, right? Which is the moody one. 15 to hit.
15 does not hit.
I didn't think so. I'm going to try to hit it again without the sweep trait this time, or still with it.
Sweep's automatic.
Well, the bonus to it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's the same. That's not going to hit the 9.
That's not a 1. We're going to.
Still in my way, right?
Yeah, you can move through him now, but...
But I don't see anything on the other side yet. Or do I?
No, your vision actually shows the one that Chaser is fighting.
Cosma hasn't come up behind me yet.
No.
Organa's gonna turn around and go back towards Cosma.
How far?
Like all the way?
Yeah. Do you get his back, basically?
Were you hoping she would just show up and decimate it?
Now that that already happened, my hopes was that she was gonna say something, and then this was the moment that Cosma and Rosvin get together as friends, because I was gonna go and help him. And then wreck shit, and then we were going to be friends.
So that would put you right behind Cosma. Basically, you'll get to right behind him with a single action. You see him facing off against the orc-looking creature.
I'd like to inspire heroic defense.
Alrighty.
It's a very hard performance check.
Roll it. Do you know you failed?
The natural one.
Oh, okay. Oh. Are you using it as a card or as a hero point?
No, it won't work as a card. 36.
You guys are level 8. Very hard DC. Your level 8 is 29. So a 36 will succeed.
All right. So you have a plus 2 to your AC.
As long as I
continue it.
Well, that was the last attack. That was a 20 that got 26. Held to see ya.
Don't I have another action?
Was that only single action for that?
Yeah, it's a free action for the heroics, and it's one action for inspired defense.
Oh.
And then you said it was only one action to get over there, right?
Gotcha, yeah. I thought it was a two action when he said it was, like, heroic.
No, it's a free action, but it costs a focus spell.
Gotcha.
I was gonna cast shield, but...
With 360 vision, do I know that Organa popped up and then turned around and went back? I know we're in the middle of a fight, but would
I 360 vision isn't assumed here.
Well, yeah, but would I have seen or known that she was there? She didn't say anything. She walked up and then turned around next turn and walked back.
You would have heard her come up behind you.
Okay.
Because she was right at your back. And she never tries to be quiet.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to cast shield.
Alrighty. So now, Heldesia.
I would like to move right next to Chaser. Yeah, right there. Good stuff. And then I would like to... Actually, I have a question for you.
Okay.
So I have an accursed staff. Uh-huh. And it says 4 charges per day. I can still use it as a weapon, like, to hit with.
Yeah.
The charges are just for, like, spells.
The charges are for the spells that are... Yeah,
okay.
Yep.
Cool. So, now I'm gonna swing staff at the moody boy. That will be a 28 to hit.
28 will hit.
8 damage, please.
Last action.
I'm gonna swing it and it again, as it works. Here, take that.
Hero point coming in from Kate.
That is worse. 17.
17 will miss. 22 was before?
22 would have hit.
Oh.
Yeah, you should ask first before using the hero point, because you can use it. No, you can use it afterwards.
Yeah, I'll go fuck myself.
Hey, Mike, big dude's swinging down that falchion on you again.
Yeah.
36.
I don't know.
15 slashing damage. I'm going to hit you with the falchion again. 24.
Yes.
You can just stand there and just nothing can hit you. You're impervious.
It literally just hit me.
And AC's last 30 attack right now is going to be with its tusk. That's a natural one.
Does it gore itself?
That's a named character, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, Kevin.
Nice.
I don't need the co-GMing.
It wasn't co-GMing.
It was excitement at your failure.
Yes.
Bad?
Dies on the spot?
No. Might as well. Sickened 3.
Shit.
For the viewers at home, by that I mean me.
Status penalty equal to the value on all checks and DCs. Cannot willingly ingest anything. Spend an action retching to attempt a fortitude save against the DC of the sickening effect. All right, the moody one is going to attack Heldesia, because Heldesia is the only thing that's hit it so far.
I tried.
Cosmo, your turn.
Gonna smite evil and try and smoke him again.
Trying to smoke him?
Yeah. Wow, nice. I might use a hero point on this one, but I'll wait for my result. I got 25.
25 hits.
I will not use my hero point because I'm awesome. Oh, that's a good number. That's an even better number. That is 24 piercing damage and 4 good damage. And I'll strike again. I don't land it. I'm sideways. The natty daddy, baby.
What happened to the roll that you just randomly picked
up?
It
was sideways. That's why I said it was.
Sure.
It was a high number, so I would not have rerolled that. It was a 16, but it was like that. So that is a 32 to confirm. Or not confirm, but
32 does hit.
I'll take that card. Fuck him up. Piercing. There's still be double damage. It's a lot of damage. You like that card, Jay?
Headshot. Triple damage.
Oh my god, I was right. It was triple damage.
Crit effect. The target must succeed at a fortitude save or die.
Oh, wait. Yeah, is that the same one that I got before?
He already used his villain point.
That is correct.
That's a
You want to roll the fortitude first, or should I do my damage?
I mean, I'll roll the fortitude first, just because.
Save time.
Die.
29 on the fortitude save.
Oh, that succeed, I imagine. Not a good number. Horrible number. 731. No, but I still got triple good damage and triple plus 6. 11 plus 18, 29.
Place class DC is 26, so yeah.
29 piercing damage and 18 good damage.
Oh, actually, I have the numbers here. 24 is your class DC.
Ooh. But I still did a lot of damage. I rolled poorly.
Proud of you.
Thanks. 29 piercing, 18 good. That's 3.
That brings us back to the top of another initiative.
It's me.
But looks like we're at time.
Nah, you
yeah,
liar.
Yeah, we're at time.
You big fucking liar pants.
I'm not.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah, so that is where we're going to call this episode. We will catch y'all on the next one, where we likely finish out this battle for good or ill, or I should say for good or 3. And catch y'all next time.
Got him.
Later.
Tyrant But Deadly is a production of Called Shots Entertainment. Pathfinder and the Pathfinder Adventure Paths are property of Paizo Inc. Music by Dark Fantasy Studio. You can visit our website at calledshotsentertainment.com, where you can also find links to our various social media pages and production outlets. You can also stop by our Discord. We'd love to chat. If you like what you hear, please consider sharing us with your friends and sharing a rating wherever it is you listen to podcasts. For Called Shots Entertainment, I'm Jason. See you next time.